Let's read together Jeremiah chapters 42 and 43. In these chapters, we have the decision of the refugees of Judah to leave the land and go to Egypt against God's will. Let's begin by reading the first six verses of chapter 42. Now all the captains of the forces, Johanan the son of Korea, Jezaniah the son of Hoshaiah, and all the people from the least to the greatest came near and said to Jeremiah the prophet, "Please let our petition be acceptable to you and pray for us to the Lord your God for all this remnant, since we are left but a few of many, as you can see, that the Lord your God may show us the way in which we should walk and the thing we should do." Then Jeremiah the prophet said to them, "I have heard. Indeed, I will pray to the Lord your God according to your words, and it shall be that whatever the Lord answers you, I will declare it to you. I will keep nothing back from you." So they said to Jeremiah, "Let the Lord be a true and faithful witness between us, if we do not do according to everything which the Lord your God sends us by you, whether it is pleasant or unpleasant. We will obey the voice of the Lord our God to whom we send you, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God." Let's begin our study of these chapters, Jeremiah chapters 42 and 43, with some background notes. In Jeremiah chapter 39, we had the record of the fall of Jerusalem to the Babylonian forces under the leadership of Nebuchadnezzar. In chapter 40, we saw the appointment of Gedaliah by Nebuchadnezzar as the puppet governor of Jerusalem. We also read of the release of Jeremiah by the Babylonian commander. He could choose either to go with the captives to Babylon or stay with the poor people of the land. Jeremiah chose to stay in the land with the refugees and the poor people of Judah. In chapter 41, we had the sad record of the assassination of Governor Gedaliah after a rule of only 2 months. He was assassinated by a man named Ishmael, who had some connections to royalty. Ishmael was able to escape across the Jordan River to the country of Ammon. Now here in chapter 42, all the people who were left in Judah come to Jeremiah and asked him to go before the Lord for direction. Should they stay in Jerusalem to face another possible attack by the Babylonians? After all, Nebuchadnezzar's hand-picked governor, Gedaliah, had been assassinated. Or should they go to Egypt, where they would be safer from the Babylonians? And that brings us to our doctrinal points for these chapters in Jeremiah. Our doctrinal point for Jeremiah 42 is, even God's people say one thing and do another. Even God's people say one thing and do another. Verses 7 through 22. And it happened after 10 days that the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Then he called Johanan, the son of Korea, all the captains of the forces which were with him, and all the people from the least even to the greatest, and said to them, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, to whom you sent me to present your petition before him. If you will remain in this land, then I will build you and not pull you down, and I will plant you and not pluck you up, for I relent concerning the disaster that I have brought upon you. Do not be afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom you are afraid. Do not be afraid of him, says the Lord, for I am with you to save you and deliver you from his hand. And I will show you mercy, that he may have mercy on you, and cause you to return to your own land. But if you say, 'We will not dwell in this land,' disobeying the voice of the Lord your God, saying, 'No, but we will go to the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor be hungry for bread, and there we will dwell,' then hear now the word of the Lord, O remnant of Judah. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, if you wholly set your faces to enter Egypt and go to dwell there, then it shall be that the sword which you feared shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt. The famine of which you were afraid shall follow close after you there in Egypt, and there you shall die. So shall it be with all the men who set their faces to go to Egypt to dwell there. They shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence, and none of them shall remain or escape from the disaster that I will bring upon them. And you shall be an oath, an astonishment, a curse, and a reproach, and you shall see this place no more. The Lord has said concerning you, O remnant of Judah, do not go to Egypt. Know certainly that I have admonished you this day. For you were hypocrites in your hearts when you sent me to the Lord your God, saying, pray to us to the Lord our God, and according to all that the Lord your God says, so declare to us, and we will do it. Now therefore, know certainly that you shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence in the place where you desire to go to dwell. Jeremiah agreed to go before the Lord and ask for his direction. Always a good thing to do in your decision-making process. That is, if you really want the Lord's direction and are willing to do as the Lord directs. Unfortunately, the people of Judah were not willing to do the will of the Lord. In verse 6, they said, whether it is pleasant or unpleasant, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, to whom we send you, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God. They said the right words, but did they mean them? Obviously not, because when the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah 10 days later, they would not believe the truth. The word of the Lord was for them to stay in the land and not go down to Egypt. If they stayed in the land, the Lord would protect them from Nebuchadnezzar. In fact, the Lord would change Nebuchadnezzar's heart so that he would show them compassion. Verse 12. But if they chose to go to Egypt, they would die there. Verse 16. The sword of the Babylonians would overtake them there in Egypt, and they would never see Jerusalem again. They would die by sword, by famine, and by pestilence in Egypt. Verse 22. This was the clear and straightforward word of the Lord. So what did the people do? They went to Egypt. Chapter 43 and verse 7. So they went to the land of Egypt, for they did not obey the voice of the Lord. Can you believe it? Incredible! Why did they go to Egypt? Because they wanted to go to Egypt. But they said they would do whatever the Lord said, whether it was pleasant or unpleasant. Yes, that's what they said. But it was all just words, just talk. They had an agenda, and it was to go to Egypt. So they went to Egypt. God's people may say one thing and do another. The same is true today. Would you agree? Many times I've seen Christian people ask for counsel because they want to do God's will, but then they don't follow the counsel. They do what they want to do. They only follow the counsel when it agrees with what they intended to do anyway. Even God's people say one thing and do another. Doctrinal point number two, even God's people reap what they sow. Even God's people reap what they sow. Chapter 43, Jeremiah chapter 43, beginning with verse 1. Now it happened when Jeremiah had stopped speaking to all the people, all the words of the Lord their God, for which the Lord their God had sent him to them, all these words, that Azariah the son of Hoshaiah, Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the proud men spoke, saying to Jeremiah, you speak falsely. The Lord our God has not sent you to say, do not go to Egypt to dwell there. But Baruch, the son of Neriah, has set you against us to deliver us into the hand of the Chaldeans, that they may put us to death or carry us away captive to Babylon. So Johanan, the son of Kareah, all the captains of the forces, and all the people would not obey the voice of the Lord to remain in the land of Judah. So they went to the land of Egypt, for they did not obey the voice of the Lord, and they went as far as Tophanes. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah in Tophanes, saying, take large stones in your hand and hide them in the sight of the men of Judah in the clay in the brick courtyard, which is at the entrance to Pharaoh's house in Tophanes, and say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will send and bring Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will set his throne above these stones that I have hidden, and he will spread his royal pavilion over them. When he comes, he shall strike the land of Egypt and deliver to death those appointed for death, and to captivity those appointed for captivity, and to the sword those appointed for the sword. I will kindle a fire in the houses of the gods of Egypt, and he shall burn them and carry them away captive, And he shall array himself with the land of Egypt as a shepherd puts on his garment, and he shall go out from there in peace. He shall also break the sacred pillars or obelisks of Heliopolis that are in the land of Egypt, and the houses of the gods of the Egyptians he shall burn with fire. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7 says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Galatians 6, 7. We sometimes think that this principle applies only to unbelievers. But in the context of Galatians 6, it is written to believers. Even God's people reap what they sow. And we see that illustrated here in Jeremiah chapter 43. The people left in Judah accused Jeremiah of lying and purposely trying to get the people killed or exiled. How terrible an accusation. Look again at verses 2 and 3. Clearly, the people were in disobedience to the Lord when they went to Egypt, taking Jeremiah with them. Verse 4 and verse 7. They settled in the northeast of the Delta area where the Pharaoh had a palace at Tophanes. Here the Lord had Jeremiah give another object lesson or sign to the people. He was to take some large stones and hide them, as it were, in a brick terrace by Pharaoh's palace. The meaning of this object lesson was that the Jewish people, who thought they were safe and hidden from Nebuchadnezzar down here in Egypt, were like sitting ducks. Nebuchadnezzar would invade Egypt and they would not escape. Indeed, Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians did invade Egypt in 568 to 567 BC, and all that Jeremiah predicted in verses 12 and 13 came to pass. In fact, the giant obelisk in Central Park of New York City comes from Heliopolis in Egypt. God's word is true and accurate. As God's people in Jeremiah's day reaped what they had sown, so God's people today reap what they sow. Don't play games with God and think that he will overlook your disobedience. Even God's people reap what they sow. And now what about practical application for Jeremiah chapters 42 and 43? Let's not crawl off the altar. Let's not crawl off the altar. In verse 6 of Jeremiah 42, the people said that they would do whatever God wanted, whether it was pleasant or unpleasant, but then they turned away from their commitment. In the same way, many Christians today present themselves to the Lord as living sacrifices, in line with chapter 12, verse 1, which exhorts us to present our bodies as living sacrifices for the Lord's service. But then later, they crawl off the altar, as it were. They renege on their commitment for any number of reasons. What about us? The Lord wants us to present our bodies as living sacrifices for his service, whether it be pleasant or unpleasant. Well, let's not crawl off the altar.